Hey everybody, it's Adam, live and in person for you. Hey everybody, it's Adam, wonder who he'll interview.
Hey everyone, it's Adam, and today I am so excited to be catching up with one of my entertainment idols, singer, songwriter, and author, Charlene Oliver, whom I last got to interview in 2020. You know Charlene from her global smash hit song, I've Never Been to Me, which was also featured in one of my favorite movies, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. After more than four decades in the music industry and with new music on the way, I am thrilled to be speaking with Charlene today. And for those of you who don't know me, my name is Adam Rothenberg, and for the past 16 years, I have been going behind the scenes with celebrities from the world of film, television, theater, and music. With over 2,200 interviews under my belt, I make my guests feel comfortable and at ease, allowing them to talk about life behind the curtain. So without further ado, please welcome Charlene Oliver. Hi, Charlene.
So great. Thank you for that, Adam.
You're welcome.
I love it.
I'm so excited to be talking to you today.
Yeah.
So I would love to start things off with your global smash hit song, I've Never Been to Me.
Yes.
And I really feel your journey with that song is an inspiration for anybody who has made something. Because when you first released I've Never Been to Me, it didn't take off right away. But in 1982, 7 years after its initial release, it became that global hit. And then ever since then, it continued to be a hit for you. And then it got included in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. So I wonder, what do you feel like, or how do you feel this song could be proof for somebody to never give up on their dreams?
You said it all when you just said that. It definitely touches so many chords in people's lives, you know? And it certainly touched mine when I first heard it. Ron Miller, the writer, took me into his office, and he heard all the songs I was singing. Different producers had me singing things for Michael Jackson, and I sounded just like him. I did One Day in Your Life, da 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 da. You know, I did that, but it was like a demo for me, and then he took it and got the hit with it, everything. But it was like I was just being used to be all these famous people's songs, and I was like, but what about me, you know? So when Ron played I've Never Been to Me for me, I had so many experiences in my life. The song, oh my God, it was like, hey lady, you lady, cursing at your life, you're a discontented mother, regimented wife. I've no doubt you dream about the things you'll never do, but I wish someone had to talk to me. Like, I want to talk to you. I've been to Georgia, California, anywhere I could run. Took the hand of a preacher, man. We made love in the sun, but I ran out of places and friendly faces because I had to be free. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me. When that part, I mean, I'm getting chills right now just from those lyrics, because
yes.
I had a really, really rough time. Oh, rough time. And when I heard those lyrics again, even though I heard them all the time, but every time I heard them again, I was like, just, oh, it was such a part of my life. It was like my life was right there, you know? And I loved it so much. I loved it, Adam. The song was so, it just was my life.
Mm-hmm.
It was my life, you know?
Not everybody may know that at the time you heard the song, you were going through a very rough marriage, and
yes,
there was a lot of things in that song you related to.
Oh, everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Oh my God.
Yes. And how do you feel that song maybe helped? Do you feel, well, actually, let me phrase it like this. Do you feel the song helped you get the strength to leave your marriage at that time?
Honey, you know what? I knew I was leaving in my heart for so months and months. But then when I heard that song, it was like the cherry on the top going, yeah, this is it. This is the ticket for me to We didn't know, and even though it was really hard, it was horrible, but it was very, very, poignant for everything I was doing and going through. And I got so many people who have said, Charlene, that song is like my song. That's my life. That's what I'm like. Oh my God, can I relate? I can relate to everybody,
Yes, definitely. And through all the ups and downs that you've had in your life, how do you feel you finally found yourself?
Oh God, I don't know if I really have. There's a lot, still a lot. When people go through a lot of stuff, there's still a lot of baggage that's still that you haven't taken everything out of the bag. Whatever's
Yes.
down inside your gut of your feeling, there's still more stuff that needs to be taken out. So you can say, yes, I've been to me. Here I am,
Yes. Do you feel like you've gone through a lot of that stuff, that you've gotten through a lot of that baggage, and you're able to really move forward?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If I didn't, basically say to that side of my life, I'm done with you, I'm done with you, I'm moving on. If I didn't do, I could never have sung that song. I would have been crying all the time
Oh
because
my
it was so part of my life. It was me, and nobody could really relate to that but me,
Do you have any advice for somebody who is, maybe not in a good marriage or in a good relationship? Do you have any advice of something that you did that helped you that maybe could help somebody else?
Oh boy, oh boy. I would say you've got to be true to yourself. You've got to really look inside your heart, and don't get influenced by people a lot, no matter what they say. I mean, my husband was so abusive to me. I mean, it was terrible. I had no self-esteem at all. I had nothing. I wasn't even a person. I was just a thing who just went through life and just tried to find my way out the door so I could go into freedom, I don't know. Everybody's got to find their own place. Everybody's got to do it their own way. They can hear me sing it and really get related to it, but until they find their place, then they're not going to really understand. But when they hear that song and they connect, the penny drops, bam. It's like, whoa, now I get it, Oh,
Oh my
I
gosh.
loved doing shows and talking about I've never been to me, and it was so part of my life. And I loved it. I loved it. I still love the song. I love it.
It's a beautiful song, and it's a powerful song. It's a real anthem song, which I feel like is why it fits so well in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Oh, I love that
Oh
movie.
my God.
Yeah, I
It's
loved
so
it.
good. And it's the opening, and it right away, it sucks you
Oh,
in.
it's incredible. When I was, they flew me to Australia to open up Priscilla with the song, and at the end of it, I went into the crowd and I saw Terrence Stamp, and he said, "Charlene, I've got to tell you, we had so much fun with that song. I love it."
Oh
I
my.
could just imagine, so much, because it was incredible. I didn't
Yes.
get to meet Hugo Weaving, but he was brilliant. He was brilliant
Oh,
in that part.
so good. I got to see it on Broadway here in New York when they did it, and it was just fantastic. Going back to your music, when you were on Motown Records, because you were also the first white woman that was signed to Motown Records, what was that like
It
for
was
you?
insane. It was incredible because I have loved Motown all my life as a young girl, and my favorite artist was Diana Ross. And the song, whenever the love light starts shining through his eyes. Yeah, when I heard that song, I was like, oh my gosh, that's great. And you know, it was so part of me. And when I went up to the Motown office at that time, I had these horses where I lived in my little house in the country, and they said, "Oh, Charlene, come here. You're going to be signing the contract. You're signing with Motown." I'm like, "What?" I was freaking out. You know, I couldn't believe it. But when I went there, I went in my overalls and my cowboy boots, and I probably had some horse poop on my shoes because I was a cowgirl. You know?
Oh
But
my gosh.
it was incredible, and I became very close to Berry Gordy. I'm very close. I think of him almost every day. He was such a wonderful man. He treated me like a daughter. You know, it was like his daughter. I mean, it was like, because he knew my life. He knew Larry, and he knew that I was going through a lot of bad stuff. And he really took me in, and you know, just it was really good. It was really good.
That's incredible. Now, when you were on Motown Records, you released several albums while you were signed to them, but then like during our last interview, you had mentioned that your career started to stall and you actually left the music industry to work in a sweet shop, which for anybody who doesn't know, that's a candy shop for us here in the
Candy
US.
store.
So what was that pivot like for you?
Oh.
Before we get to that answer, let's take a quick break and get a word in from one of our sponsors. We'll be back in a minute. Oh, wait. You don't know? You haven't heard? You must not be subscribed to the Call Me Adam Digest. When you sign up for the Call Me Adam Digest, you are the first to know. You get a front row seat to my interviews and podcast episodes where you get to discover new things about your favorite celebrities. You get personal stories from the other side of the microphone that you wouldn't know by just reading, watching, or listening to my interviews. We get to have a weekly connection, and you can add some fun to your weekend. So come take a peek behind the curtain with the Call Me Adam Digest. Sign up today at callmeadam.com. Can't wait to see you there. Welcome back to Bearing It All with Call Me Adam. So, as you were saying,
God, it was amazing. Well, it was amazing because, you know, I had been with Motown for so many years, and I had taken a step away from the music, but I still had that record. You know, I played the vinyl, you know. And my mom called me when I was in London. I was living in London at the time. My husband and I got married, and
your
my mom
second
had
husband.
my second
Second
husband,
husband,
yes, my
yes.
second husband, Jeff Oliver, is a Brit, a very good Brit. And my mom called me. She said, "Charlene, somebody from Motown wants to talk to you." And remember, I've been away from the industry. I've been away from a lot of things. I was basically working in a candy store. I was singing in some churches of just little songs here and there, just to kind of, you know, little bitty stuff here and there. I said, "Mom," I said, "who was it?" She goes, "I don't know, but they want to find you." And I said, "Okay." And my brain started going, I'm going, "Oh my gosh." And I go through the whole, like a montage of everything, getting signed, meeting Michael, meeting Diana, meeting all these people, Marvin Gaye, all these people. And my brain was just going, "Oh my God, what if something's going to happen? What if this?" And I just said, "Okay, Charlene, stop. Nothing's going to happen. They just wanted to know where you were because they probably wanted some money from you." No. I didn't know what it was. But of course, I was floored. I was like, I couldn't believe this. But you know, what did they want? So in about a week, I got a call at 2 in the morning, because that would have been California, because, you know. So I ran downstairs, answered the phone, and this man goes, Charlene, is this Charlene? I said, yeah, this is her. Who's this? He goes, this is Jay Lasker. I'm the president of Motown Records. He goes, honey, we need you to come here because we're signing you to the label. And this is before. Okay, I hope I haven't backtracked too much, but this is just, this is before I got signed. This is like when, the song was out and the song became a huge hit. And I didn't even know that.
So this
I
was
was
like
with her.
1982-ish.
Yes, I didn't. I didn't even know what was going on behind my back. They were freaking out about me, and I'm like, is this a joke? He says, nope, we need you to come back here, honey, and sign, and we're gonna start working with you, and it's gonna be incredible. And so I was crying because all that time, all that memories, and all those things that. With Larry, my first husband, and how bad it was, and Berry Gordy, just he loved me and all that kind of stuff. And I was so negative about it, but boy, my life just did a about face. It was just, I couldn't even believe it. And they said, my manager, Suzanne DePass, she was going to manage me. She said, Charlene, you've got to get ready. You're going to New York and you're doing Good Morning America with one of the Bee Gees. I said, are you kidding me? Oh my
Oh
gosh.
my gosh.
I know, it was
That is
incredible. It
incredible.
was so neat.
Did you have any hesitancies coming back the second time around?
I was excited. You know, it was like I was in a blur. It was like I wasn't in real time. I was in some kind of like if you're in a dream, you think that you're, it's not surreal. It was surreal to me, right? And then they blew it even bigger with me and they go, you're going to be flying on Concorde Airlines
Oh my
going to New York to do this show. And I'm like, wow.
Oh my God.
Oh, it was just such a trip. It was unbelievable. So that part of my life was, it was magical. It was magic. That's all I could say. It was just all magic.
So while you were just switching gears a little bit, while you were
Okay.
working in the sweet shop,
Yeah.
what would you say was your favorite candy?
Oh gosh, it was the most delicious candy, a chocolate, and you bite into it, and it was like a jelly,
Oh
but
my
like
God.
a hard jelly. And it was like almost like perfume. It was like I was eating perfume, but it was so beautiful.
Oh my God.
Oh, that was my favorite.
I
And
love.
Smarties, I loved those Smarties.
Yes.
And I can't remember. There was so many good. The candy in
Oh.
England is amazing.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Your excitement reminded me of like being a kid in a candy shop. That's
Oh,
Yeah. I love
My whole life is like a kid, the candy star.
it. Well, I would love to play it's not really a game, but I love to play off the titles of some of your songs.
Okay.
So I'm
Okay.
gonna start with I've Never Been to Me, but I'm gonna play with the lyrics. So
Okay.
it starts off with I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me. So what are some of the most beautiful places you have traveled to?
England, I love New York. I love New York. I love it. And just the beautiful greenery. The greenery of England was just so breathtaking.
One of your more recent songs is called Sea of Tranquility.
Oh,
So,
okay.
how have you found tranquility in your life among the chaos of the world?
Going to a dreamlike place. I try to dream of just being in a place where it's so surreal, but it's so real. And this is life. This is what we have to grab. And we have to, so when we're having a hard time, we go to that place, Sea of Tranquility is like, oh, you just let me just dive into this. place. You know
Oh, I
that
love that. I love that. And one of the first songs you recorded was your ex-husband's song, From Your Lips to God's Ears. So my question to you is, what is something you would like to go from your lips to God's ears today?
God's just keep me steady. Keep me focused what I'm doing. Keep me centered where I'm not a total nutball. I can become a nutball from different places. That's what I would want God to do, is keep me focused, please. Because if I don't, people are going to be going, this girl's insane. Get her out of here.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Now, I was also told before our interview that you're working on new music.
Yes.
So what can you tell us about these new tunes that you are working on?
Okay. Well, one song is an older song that me and Ron Miller wrote together. He's the one who wrote "I've Never Been to Me"
Yes.
lyrics, right? And a song that we wrote together. I'm just going to tell you the lyrics in the beginning. There's a passion, there's a courage, there's an anger and a fear. There's a lady in the harbor with a torch and a tear. For the rivers of injustice and the mountains of deceit, can't you feel it? Things are changing. Now's the time to take it to the streets. Here's the title. It all begins and ends with little people who live inside a place called every day. Can the tallest voice hear the smallest voice? So the people that we've lost will find their way.
Oh
Oh,
my God.
that song. See, I'm just getting chills right now everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
And the guy that me and Ron had, the guy that we got to sing it, he sounded just like the guy in the Four Tops. I had a recording of it and I cannot find it for the
Oh
life
my
of me.
gosh.
Oh, this song is beautiful. I wrote the music on the piano and Ron did the lyrics.
Oh my
Oh God, it was so
gosh.
good.
Those are
Okay.
incredible.
Yeah. And the new music, it's given me the ability to go deep inside myself. When I was with Ron, because we lived together for like 5 years, we were a couple. Okay, we were a couple. Okay, so I was never really allowed to go deep inside of me, because Ron was the kind of guy. Whenever you write songs, or whenever I'd write a song, he'd say, you gotta throw your emotions out of this. You've got to forget your emotions, and you've got to use the rhyming thesaurus. You've got to do this thing. He was very technical in what he wrote. He wrote "Touch Me in the Morning" too. Yeah, so that was very. So he didn't believe in have coming up and writing from just moments and memories. He was very technical, but oh God, he has another song. Oh, I Was You. I'm gonna tell you of this song. It goes, he comes moving across your bed, all inhibition shed. God, it's just like he said. It would be passionate as a storm. Now's your chance, perform. But how long will you can will can you hold him? Soon you'll be out in the street like a dog. I wish I could release it, but I'd need to record it again. So it's about this man who she's just. I was so in love with Ron. I was so in love with his mind. He was just a genius. He was just so incredible. But he was a little bit cray cray, big time. He was a cray cray man.
I feel like what songwriter is actually sane?
Yeah, no, I know. You got to be a little bit
Yes,
nutso-butso to be coming up with things. But yeah, I Was You is just a phenomenal song. It's phenomenal. Last Train for Tomorrow is one that we wrote together. And it's about, a woman who is in love with this man, but it is about a relationship that splits. They split. They don't stay together. But the last train for tomorrow, you were there and now you're gone. What else did I do? Well, I've written some books.
Yes. We
I've
I
written.
know we talked about that during our 2020 interview. You, not
Yeah.
only did you write your autobiography, but there were two, I believe it was two other at the time, two other I believe they were like mystery novels that you
Yeah.
wrote. Sus yes.
Yes. Orphan Train.
Yes.
Orphan Train is the
Yes.
one that is about a young girl in the Nazi camps, and she's a beautiful, beautiful Jewish girl. And the commandant for Hitler saw her. She was doing the glasses and the teeth and things like that. Just he was trying to find out who she was. And they told the commandant who she was, and he said, bring her to me, bring her to me. And he wanted to meet her, and he fell madly in love with her. And she got pregnant, and she had twins. She had twin kids, and she had them tattooed on their ankle the word freedom in Polish, because she was a Polish Jew. Oh boy, I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah.
I know you can get the book at Amazon or Barnes and Noble, and it's put in the Library of Congress.
Oh my
Can you
gosh.
believe that?
That's incredible.
Me, little Charlene, who didn't
Yes.
graduate high school,
Oh my gosh. Oh my
is at the
gosh.
Library of Congress.
That is incredible. Well, I do need to wrap things up, so I have one final question.
Okay.
Because I'm going to release the interview on my podcast as well, I do want to
Okay.
play off of my podcast's show title, which is Bearing It All with Call Me Adam. So, if you could bear it all, what is something you would share with us today that you have not previously talked about?
Oh, wow. Bearing it all,
Yeah.
showing everything, being a part of life and the beauty of music, and how it just gets so intertwined in our life. And I think I'm saying the right thing. I don't know. It's just an amazing adventure, and meeting you're an amazing person. I'm so honored to be talking to you. I
Oh
know
my
we did
goodness.
it in 2020, didn't we?
Yes,
Yeah.
yes. I am so excited that we got to catch up.
I know. It's so good.
Well, everybody watching, make sure you connect with Charlene on Facebook. Be on the lookout for new music. And of course, you can listen to I know your album was just available on streaming. Your 1984 album, Hit and Run Lover, is available on streaming platforms now.
I love that
As
song.
well. And of course, you can find I've Never Been to Me.
Yeah.
So
Oh.
thank you so much for your time today, Charlene.
Thank you, Adam. It
You're
was so
welcome.
fun. It was an enjoyable time.
Thank you. And I can't wait till
Really.
we can do it again.
Yes.
He'll get the dirt and the scoop and the story, for he happens to be in the know. Just ask anybody who's had him. Adam lives for the business of show. Call me Adam.com.